Good morning. What a blessed Mother's Day so far that we can praise God together. As we get our sound tested. Well, we should honor mothers every day, because mothers have one of the toughest jobs and also thankless jobs sometimes. But yet God's design, biblical motherhood, is one of the most noble and fulfilling, if not the most important, profession.
大家早上好。 孝敬母亲是我们每天都应当做的事情，因为作为一个全职的妈妈，是神设立的妈妈的话。
And so as a nation, the second Sunday of May was designated to celebrate, remember, and honor moms.
所以作为一个国家，每年的第五月的第二个周末呢，就是用来设立作为母亲节，用来纪念和感谢我们的妈妈。
I'd like to invite two young ladies up. Their names are Reina Zhang and Kimberly Shen. Would you please come up, please?
现在我们邀请两位年轻的女士，请你们上来。
These two young ladies will help prepare our minds and our hearts for God's word as they give honor to their moms in tributes.
所以当他们这两位女士在感谢她们妈妈的时候，向她妈妈表示敬意的时候呢，同时呢，也她们也帮助我们准备我们的心灵来为神的话做准备。
There for me. Every time that my mom signs me up for the Bible verse contest, she's always there to help me do the best I can. Another time will be how much she encourages me to do things that will affect my things that I'll need. My mom always does things through God. Sometimes when we're going on a long trip or someone we know is going far away, my mom always brings me and my sister to pray for safety. She always says that I should pray every time that I'm worried. My mom goes on long trips, and she sometimes has problems. When she does, she always tells us how God helped her through it. There was this one time when her car had a flat tire on the highway. My mom didn't notice, but someone else did. He went to find my mom to help her. My mom told me this because God sent someone that she didn't know to help her. My mom always says to me to thank God for what he does for us. My mom loves my family. She prays for my family that everyone can trust in Jesus and have eternal life together. She's a loving mom, and I thank God for her.
Today I'm going to share with you a few ways that my mom has impacted me as a Christian. So one of the first things she taught me is that we're not all perfect. I mean, we're not perfect at all. Anytime in life when I face failures or have shortcomings, my mom would always reassure me by letting me know that it is okay. Nobody is perfect. However, Jesus is, which has allowed me to learn the greatness of God and how to forgive. It's helped me interpret Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. We are weak. We cannot rely on ourselves. Rather, we need to put our faith in God. From the many times we have moved, whether it was around China to Trinidad or to America, I can see our trust in God when our near futures are unclear. By staying confident in Christ, he has always provided and attended over my family. She is also my role model. My mom is my role model. She has demonstrated Christian morals inside and outside of the house, allowing me to understand that as Christians, we are Christ's representatives. She spends her time almost daily to study the Word of God. She believes in the power of prayer and leads the family to pray together, hand in hand. In Matthew 5:16, it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." She is always willing to help in any way she can, living selflessly, influencing me to do the same. And another thing that I'm really blessed for is that I get to attend a Christian school. And My mom has supported me and loves me unconditionally, and so I can go to this school. Because of her many sacrifices, I have been able to attend this school where I can deepen my love for the Lord, for learning, and for life. In this way, she reminds me of Proverbs 31 woman, one who is hardworking, one who is faithful, and one who is homemaking. In Proverbs 31:27, it says, "She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." My mom is happy to know that I am in an environment that will strengthen my foundation in Christ, a place where I, too, am grateful for.
Thank you, ladies. Let's go to God in prayer together. Oh God, let your word guide us. Your Holy Spirit convict and change us.
你的圣灵感动改变我们.
Let our love for you, O God, be expressed in obedience to your teachings.
让我们的爱变成我们对你的教导的遵顺从.
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们以基督耶稣的名祷告, Amen.
Every piece of artwork has a creator.
在每一个艺术品后面呢，都有一个作家.
Likewise, every piece of tool has a creator too.
在每一个工具后面呢，也有一个设计者.
And it's designed with a purpose.
而且这个设计者呢，赋予它的工具呢，也特别的功用.
So I brought a tool of the trade, sort of, or this item.
好，牧师呢手上拿了一个工具。
What do you think this is used for?
大家可以猜一猜这是用来干什么的。
Well, I suppose I can use it as a comb.
或者可以用来梳头。
If it hurts too much, I can use it on my shaggy dog as a brush.
或者我可以用来给狗那个梳梳身子。
It might work.
大家觉得这样好不好？
Well, neither of these serve the purpose of its original design.
像刚才牧师所讲的两个事情呢，都不是这个设计者的原本的意思。
But if you're a cook,
但是你如果是做饭的话，
and you like noodles a lot,
或者是你喜欢做面条的话，
you know exactly what this is.
你就知道这是用来干什么的。
The design of this thing is awesome at grabbing lots of noodles at one time.
所以这个厨房的用具呢，就是一次用来可以抓很多的面条。
From the beginning of creation, before sin entered into the world,
所以在创世之初，神在罪来到人间之前，
God looked at all He had made, and including the family, and said it was very good.
当神看到他所创造万物，包括他所设立家庭的时候，就说万物都是好的。
The Creator designed all things with its purposes.
因为这个创造者为他所创造的事情都赋予了特殊的意义。
God created the family.
神设立了家庭。
Families are His idea, and they are to be fruitful and multiply for the purpose of worshiping and glorifying God.
设立家庭是神的美意，他本意是要让家庭来。 敬拜尊崇他，而且让每个家庭都是生养众多。
Because of our sinful nature,
但是因为我们的犯罪，
we get bumps and bruises and sometimes even deep hurts when we try to run home according to our own ideas.
所以按照我们自己的意思来经营我们的家庭的时候，我们经常就碰得鼻青脸肿，或者受到很深的伤害。
God knows best how to run the family for His glory.
说至于怎么样让家庭来荣耀神，神是有最好的计划。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Titus chapter 2.
请大家打开圣经到提多书的第二章。
Paul wrote this letter to Titus, one of his spiritual sons.
使徒保罗把这封书信写给提多，提多是保罗的属灵的儿子。
Given him the charge with instructions to finish setting up churches in Crete.
在这本书里面呢，保罗叫提多呢，要在格里底呢完成设立教会的任务。In
chapter 1, Paul instruct Titus to appoint elders with godly qualifications and characters.
所以在第一章呢，保罗就吩咐提多呢，挑拣选那些有属神品性的 并且圣徒呢，并且设立他们为长老。
In chapter 2, Paul instructs Titus to teach various age groups.
在第二章呢，保罗就吩咐提多呢，吩咐教导在教会里面不同年龄段的人。
Older men, older women.
有年长的人，有年长的妇人。
Younger women, younger men.
也有少年人，还有少年的妇人。
About their God-given roles and how they relate to each other.
保罗叫提多教导他们神给他们的本分。
We will identify three principles laid out by God in making a Christian home.
所以在这个第二章里面呢，我们会发现神为我们写下了三个原则来教导我们建立基督家庭。
Principle number one, making a Christian home, you must first be grounded in sound doctrine.
第一个原则就是建立基督之家，就是首先要扎根于纯正的真理上。
Titus 1 says, you must teach what is in accord to sound doctrine. Verse 1.
在第一节里面讲到，但你所讲的总要符合那纯正的道理。
A good definition of doctrine is teaching from God about God that directs us to the glory of God.
那纯正的真理的定义是什么呢？那就是关于神的，从神而来的教导。这样的教导呢，指引我们来荣耀神。
Keep that in mind, teaching from God.
所以我们把它放在脑子里面，就是从神而来的教导。
About God.
关于神的教导
and directs us to glorify God.
指引我们来荣耀神。
Then what is sound doctrine?
那什么是成全的真理呢？
Well, chapter 3, verse 4 to 7 would tell us that all the heart of all sound doctrine is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
那在第三章的第四节到第七节告诉我们，这个纯正的真理的一个核心就是讲到耶稣基督的拯救的救恩的真的好消息。
Verse 4, but when the kindness of God, when the kindness and love of God, our Savior appeared, He saved us not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy.He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
在第三章的第四节到第七节这样说，但到了神我们救主的恩慈，向他和人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚的浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
The good news of Jesus Christ is at the heart of all sound doctrine.
关于我们救主耶稣基督的好消息，就是这个纯正的真理的一个核心。
The truth is, our good works cannot save us from sin.
那这个真理就是我们的好行为不能把我们从我们的罪恶里面拯救出来。
The good news is only by faith in the righteousness of Jesus Christ are we saved.
但是这个向我们显明的好消息就是。我们只需要单单的靠着我们对主耶稣基督的信心，我们就可以得救。
May the following lines from a hymn be your prayer.
好，大家呢等会呢我会给大家讲一下一首诗歌的几首歌词。我们希望这个歌词呢能够成为我们的祷告。
Oh, give us homes built upon, firm upon the Savior, where Christ is head and counselor and guide.Where every child is taught his love and favor and gives his heart to Christ, the crucified.
Oh, 赐下救主的根基 为根基的家，基督为元首参谋及引导，儿女与神慈爱和恩惠浇灌，愿他生命献钉十架基督。
You who are grounded in sound doctrine, must know the culture and be able to refute it.
好了，现在我们有了纯正的真理，那更要了解文化，必要的时候还要反驳我们所处的文化。
In chapter 1, Paul describes to Titus the culture of that day.
所以在第一章呢，在保罗就教导了提多在当时的文化。
They are rebellious, deceiving, greedy.
那就是悖逆的、欺骗的、贪婪的。
They infiltrated by wrong teachings that ruin whole households.
当时这些不当的教导是败坏了整家人。
Pursuit of dishonest gains.
贪不义之财的。
Evil brutes, lazy gluttons.
这些好吃懒做的。
Myth, corruption, impure.
爱慕这些荒谬言语的，这些败坏的。
Pursuit of pleasure and passion of the world.
追求这个世界的情欲的。
Malice, envy, wickedness.
嫉妒的，还有一切不义的。
Reject the truth.
还有叛逆真理的。
Not a pretty picture, is it?
从这些消极的字我们可以看到，这不是一个很好的一个情况。
This paints the picture of today's culture as well.
那同样，这些字眼也恰恰的很充分的表明了我们现在所处的文化状况。
This is us, this is where we live.
这就是今天我们所处的世界。
You who are grounded in sound doctrine must live good and godly lives.
好，现在我们植根于纯正的真理，那我们就更要过一个敬虔的生活。
Chapter 2, verse 12 says this: Say no to ungodliness and worldly passions.
所以在第二章里面教导我们，我们要弃绝这个不一切不义的事，还有这个世上的情欲。
Live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.Waiting for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
所以在这个世上我们要谨守度日，我们要是充满恩慈的盼望我们主耶稣这个有福的盼望的到来，而且还要各个谨守端庄的日子。
The truth is, Jesus Christ is coming back.
这个真理就是我们主耶稣基督必定再来。
Is your house...In order, and my house in order.
所以在我们盼望主耶稣基督再来的日子，那你的家还有我的家，我们都预备好了吗？
Are you ready for His glorious appearing?
我们是不是都已经预备好了他荣耀的再来？
To make a Christian home, you must first be grounded in sound doctrine.
所以我们一再强调，我们要建立基督之家来荣耀神，我们第一步就是必须扎根于。纯正的道理上。
Principle number two, making a Christian home, mentorship must happen in the church.
所以建立基督之家的第二个原则就是，教会里面必须有师友同行，跨代传承。
We must pass the baton and pass the legacy of faith.
我们必须把我们的接力棒还有我们的信仰传承给下一代。
Titus 2, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3 says this, Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance.
所以在提多书第二章第二节这样讲到，劝老年人要有节制，端庄自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上不要纯全无瑕。
Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live,Not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good, what is godly.
同样又要劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。
Before mentorship can happen, older men and older women must be taught in holy living with encouragement and rebuke when necessary.
所以说到传承，但是在这个传承能够发生之前，我们这些年长的老年人跟老年的妇人，他们必须在他们的生活上得到教导，才能够传承给下一代。
This was the job of Titus.
所以当时这就是保罗吩咐提多要做的事情。
The young pastor with all the authority of the Bible to teach sound doctrine, resulting in sound living.
所以保罗这里有各样的权柄来教这些年长的人还有妇人呢，给他们在圣经上各样的真理，以致他们有完备的行为。
They are to live lives worthy of their salvation.
他们要过一个以他们救恩相称的生活。
Then they who are older and mature can train the younger ones and pass the legacy of faith in the church.
所以当他们在品性上成熟之后，所以好让他们能够指教年轻的一代人。
Mentorship happens when older women can train younger women.
所以我们这样的师友之间的关系能够建立，当我们在老年的姐妹能够指教年轻的一代的时候。
Verse 4 and 5, Titus is to teach the older women so then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands so that no one will malign the gospel.
所以提多在第四节第五节跟着这样说，好指教少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Talk about being countercultural.
好，我们这里来谈论一下那个反文化。
It was countercultural 2000 years ago.
所以刚才我们提到当时的文化，保罗要指教提多，这里是要反当时的两千多年前就有反文化的存在。
Just as countercultural to us today.
那就正如今天我们基督徒的生活也应当是反文化的生活。
Note the priority of love.
那这里保罗也指教了我们这个爱的优先顺序。
It's not love children, love children, love children, then love husband.
不是先爱儿女，先爱儿女，先爱儿女，再来爱丈夫。
These mature older women are to train younger women that in a Christian home, the priority for wives is first to love their husbands and then their children.
所以这些年长的妇人有秉性成熟的时候呢，要教这个新一代的这些年轻的妇人，要首先爱他们的丈夫，再爱他们的儿女。
They may show you how to handle certain situations and keep you accountable as well.
所以他们在可以在不同的情况下面给你们给他们建议教导。
Am I guarding my mind and heart to be self-controlled and pure?
我是不是在保守我们的心思意念，让我成为圣洁贞洁的人？
Or am I immersed in social media and meeting my needs there?
或者是我是沉迷于那个社交的软件，在那里找到我各样的需要。
Am I busy at home?
是我是在家里忙于料理家务呢
？Or I rather stay busier outside of the home?
或者我选择我在家的外面很忙。
How can I be kind when I am treated unkindly?
我在受到别人不好的对待的时候，我怎么样还能够恩慈来待人
？When my kids scream and kick me，
当我的孩子不听话的时候
，Or even some in my family despises me，
或者是受到鄙视的时候
，How do I submit to my husband who is the head of the family？
那这个时候我还能够怎么样？我还能够？来顺服于我的丈夫，他应当是家的头。
When he doesn't act like it，
虽然他的行为不像。
Or I don't feel like it，
或者我不这样认为。
Or even if he's not a believer，
甚至他可能不是一个基督徒。
What if I'm still single？
那如果我现在还是个单身怎么办
？How does this apply to me？
那这些教导对我有什么用？
You can be mentored.
那同样，我们还可以从这里学到。
To develop, to develop those biblical qualities to be prepared for the appointed time.
从这些教导上面，我们来造就我们属灵的品格，为我们将来的婚姻做准备。
The older, mature Christian women may have wise counsel and experience for these situations.
所以刚才我提到这些情况，我们这些年长的姐妹可以给我们年轻的姐妹提供很多很多经验跟教导。
Older women of faith mentor younger women is vital.
所以年长妇人对年轻一代的那个姐妹的教导是非常的重要。
Because it is through life to life.
那是因为通过生命影响的生命。
Truth to truth.
通过真理来见到真理。
Grace upon grace.
从恩典里面见到恩典。
That the Christian home is built up and flourish.
只有这样，我们基督之家才能够建立兴旺。
In the same way, mentorship happens when older men can train younger men.
同样的道理，只有我们当年长的兄弟在属性的品性上得到成熟的时候，才能够指教新一代的年轻的弟兄。
Starting verse 6, Paul says, similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned.
在第六节，从第六节开始这样说，又劝少年人要谨守，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄，言语纯全，无可指责。叫那反对的人既无处可说我们的不是，便自觉羞愧。
The lack of self-control, many studies, the lack of self-control is epidemic in our young men today.
所以这个缺少这个自我行为的控制呢，这个是非常是有非常严重的后果。
And the young women are not too far behind now.
而且这些年轻的那个这些女孩呢也差别不大。
Older men have the responsibility to mentor and model for these younger men biblical manhood.
所以这些年长的弟兄呢有责任来教导这些新一代的年轻人，来帮助他们成长为怎么样成为男子汉。
Many studies have been done on why church kids leave the church after they go away to college.
有很多的研究来研究为什么当这些小孩离开家来到大学的时候，他们为什么会离开教堂。
And pretty soon, we're going to have graduates that's going to be leave home, leave church, home church, and go somewhere.
那很快呢，我们就有在座就有很多毕业生马上就要离开家，离开我们这个教会。
One study in particular concluded that when a child had been surrounded by Christian adult mentors at the home church,
所以有一项研究表明，如果这些年轻人在他的家庭的教会里面呢，如果他被他跟他的周围的这些年长的兄弟有很好的关系的话。
He will tend to seek out a church to fulfill that familial desire.
所以当他离开家来到这个大学的时候，他同样会到教会来寻找这样他的需要。
And on the contrary,
的另外一面呢?
When a child has had no such Christian intimacy with spiritual uncles, spiritual aunts,He is less likely to seek out a church.
如果这个年轻人他没有经历过这个在跟他的叔叔阿姨这或者长辈这个年轻的这个亲密的属灵的关系的话。
This one particular study fascinates me.
所以这个研究呢真的是让我吃惊。
At how we do church.
那我们今天怎么样经营我们的教会。
So this is a time that you get to move a little bit. Look around you. Look around near and far. Look around. You can move.
所以大家呢可以稍微运动一下，就是我们可以看看我们的周围。
To the left, to the right, to the back, to the front.
看看我们的左边、右边、前面或者后面。
This is what I want you to look at.
这是我想要你看。
Older Christian men.
那我们这些年长的弟兄。
Do you see a younger man you can connect with and train him?
在你周围，你有没有找到一个年轻人，你可以跟他建立这样的关系
？To train him in holy, purposeful living that glorifies God.
来指教这个年轻人来过一个敬虔的生活，荣耀神的生活。
Likewise, older Christian women.
那同样的年长的姐妹
，Look around.
来看看你的前后左右。
Do you see a young woman who can gain from your godly counsel in how to make an excellent Christian home?
那周围有没有年轻的姐妹能够从你的属神的这些经验里面帮助他们建立一个基督的家庭
？So that God's word would gain favor in the eyes of the world.
所以这样好让神的真道来吸引人。
That people will see there's something different about your family.
所以外人也看见你的这个家跟其他人不一样。
And what is different will point them to glorify God.
那就是正为这个不一样之处呢，就会指引他们归向神。
To build a Christian home, mentorship must happen in the church so that we may pass the baton and pass the baton of faith.
所以我们要建立基督之家，我们必须要隔代传承，我们要把我们的接力棒交下去，我们要传承我们的信仰。
Principle number three, making a Christian home. You must make disciples in your home.
第三个原则，建立基督的家庭，我们必须在家里面有门徒的训练。
Children are blessings from God.
儿女是神给我们的恩赐，那个祝福。
And parents, children are your primary disciples.
而且儿女是我们主要的门徒。
How do you make disciples of your children, you might ask?
你或者会问，那我怎么样来训练我的儿女成为我的门徒？
Make disciples by teaching them sound doctrine.Center on the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那首先就要教导他们关于基督耶稣救恩的真理。
Make disciples by modeling holy Christian living.
那教导他们活出用一个敬虔基督徒的榜样，指教他们一个过应当的生活。
Like Paul exclaimed, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ."
正如保罗自称的，你们要效法我，就正如我效法基督一样。
Make disciples.By spending exceeding quantity of time to listen.
同样，我们要造就门徒，需要通过花很多的时间来跟他们在一起，来聆听他们。
To encourage and rebuke them when necessary.
来鼓励他们，甚至在必要的时候要责备他们。
To love and build a Christ-centered relationship with their children.
来爱他们，跟他们建立一个以基督为中心的一个父子。亲子关系。
All the teachings of sound doctrine and all the principles from mentorship are to be lived out in the discipleship of your home.
所以我们前面所有关于讲到这些纯正的真理，都要在我们在造就门徒的过程当中，要把它活出来。
Your children will see and learn how a godly father lead and sacrifice for his family.
你的儿女会看见一个父亲会怎么样为一个家庭付出牺牲。
Your children will see and learn how a godly mother submits and serves the family.
也会看见一个母亲怎么样来委身一个家庭，为这个家庭付出多大的牺牲。
When mom and dad fails, and it happens almost every day, but when they reconcile,
就是当父母不和的时候。但是呢，在不和之后，当他们和好的时候
，Your children will experience the grace of God.
所以你的儿女就可以看见神的恩典。
Forgiveness in Christ.
通过主耶稣基督里面看得到的一个饶恕。
The sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的洁净。
And the hope of glory.
那这个荣耀的盼望。
And as we gather as the church together, everyone from the young to the old.
所以当我们整个会堂聚在一起的时候，从年轻到年老。
This is the picture here. where the young are looking up to the older ones and seeing how they worship God.
所以年轻的就会看着年长的, 从他们身上学到, 他们是怎么样来敬拜神。
Even if they're 2 years old, they're learning how to worship God through you.
所以甚至是只有2岁大的小孩, 也通过观察我们是怎么样敬拜神的而来学习。
The road of discipleship to godliness at home is never smooth sailing.
当然我们知道在家庭里面造就门徒的过程不是永远都不是一帆风顺的。
It is tedious work.
这是有很多细节的工作。
Many times it's frustrating and discouraging.
有很多时候是让人沮丧，让人灰心。
Even heartaches and sorrows.
或者是有时候对我们头疼，或者甚至伤痛。
But with unceasing prayers and spiritual discipline,
但是通过我们不停的祷告，还有那个属灵性的教导，
children by the grace of God can grow to be disciples of Jesus Christ.
那借着神的恩典，我们的小孩也能够成为主的门徒。
Psalm 127 says, Psalm 127 gives us a good reminder that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
在诗篇的127篇呢，给我们一个很好的提醒。上面说到，若不是耶和华建造，建造的人枉然劳力。How
true is God's word?
所以神的话是多么的真实。So
let me ask you, you answer to yourself and to God. Is it my way?
所以今天我要挑战大家一个问题，然后呢，你会对着神回答。
Or is God's way?
这个问题就是，是我的方法还是神的方法？
May the following lines taken from our hymn of response be your prayer as you pursue the sacred calling of making a Christian home.
所以呢，我们牧师从那个一个诗歌里面摘了一段歌词。 但愿这些歌词呢，能够成为你对神的这个神圣的呼召的一个回应。
Oh, give us homes with godly fathers and mothers who always place their hope and trust in Him, where prayer comes first in peace or in disaster, and praise is natural speech to every tongue. Oh, give us homes where Christ is Lord and Master, the Bible read, the precious hymn still sung, and love still shine, though days be dark and grim, and Christ sufficient is for old and young.
这个诗歌呢是这样说的，赐下家庭有敬虔父母，他们坚定信仰，靠主顺服，烦恼不能夺走平静勇气。 每个人皆以服事为甘甜，纵使苦难来临，依旧相安。赐下基督做主，做王的家，勤读圣经，赞歌歌唱不停，顺境逆境，皆以祷告寻求神，口中时刻发出赞美言语，坚定的信心能以大山。基督恩典世世代代够用。
Right now, I'd like to invite two men. Is Benjamin Young here? Benjamin Young and Mr. Saojin Miao, would you both come up, please? And they will testify for us. Testify and give the tributes to their mothers.
现在呢，我们有两位年轻人上来做见证，来表示对他们的妈妈的一个敬意。
Benjamin, would you go come first? We can just leave it.
Good morning. I'm Benjamin Young.
Do I need to translate?
Go ahead.
Do I need to translate or no?
No. It's
okay.
Chinese.
All right. I'm Benjamin Young, but most of you better know me as Yang Mushi, Yang Shimu的儿子. many of you know my mom from her either from children's department here at KCCC, or her marriage class, or her child class, I think. But to me, she's been a great mom and a great role model for me as to how to grow up to be a great Christian that I am today. Well, I think so. So from the time I was born, my parents have placed a huge emphasis on God and the Bible. From the time we were old enough to learn, my parents instilled in my sister and I the principles of the Bible. They enrolled us in, we attended church every single Sunday, no matter what. And they enrolled us into a private Lutheran school so that we had the Bible taught to us every single day. And that's something I'm really, really grateful. My mom also had a firm belief in studying and memorizing the Bible. So she signed me up for many, many Bible memory verse contests and used Bible verses as my punishment for whenever I messed up. But I think she was also a very firm believer in Proverbs 13:24, which says, "He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves to discipline him disciplines him diligently." So, yeah, I got hit. My mom didn't just tell my sister and I just to read and learn what the Bible has to say, but she modeled it for us as well. As far as I can remember, my mom attended a Bible study, an in-depth Bible study, at a church close to our home. And this course required her to do tons and tons of homework. And so when we would come home from school, there were many times we would be doing homework the same time she was doing her Bible study homework. And so just seeing that model for us was just amazing. But her concern for my growth as a Christian was even more apparent as I prepared to head off for school. When most people go to visit schools, they visit the professors, the campus, check out dorms, and we did these things. But for her, she was more concerned with finding a good Christian ministry on campus and finding me a good church that believed the Bible the way that she believed it. And she was really adamant that I go to church every Sunday, even though I was no longer here in Houston. My mom is also a great model for what a Christian woman should be, and taught me that, taught me to look for that in a woman that I would marry one day. My mom never told me she wanted me to date or marry a successful girl, a smart girl, or even a Chinese girl for that. So she only wanted me to date and marry a Christian girl, a girl who loved and followed Jesus Christ. And so now that I'm not dating a Chinese girl, I'm glad that she's embraced my girlfriend Courtney with open arms, and they love her as if they were a daughter of her own. I'm so blessed that God gave me Fiona Young as my mom. Even today, I'm nearly 30, she still unleashes biblical truths on my sister and I. She constantly reminds us of whatever we do in this life points back to a God who loves us even more than she could ever love us. When back in my elementary school days, one of the Bible verse contests, we had a Bible verse that makes me think of my mom still to this day. It's Proverbs 22:6. It tells us to train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. I'm so glad that my mother, who not only believed this verse, but made sure that she lived this verse out for both my sister and I. Thank you.
Let me have the children choir be dismissed right now. As you notice, in our tributes, they're from the younger and older and getting older, and he's not the oldest.
No. 弟兄姊妹, 各位朋友平安。 我是苗韶君, 儿童事工部的执事。 今天是母亲节，我祝所有的母亲节快乐。而且我们儿童事工部的这个同工大部分都是我们的母亲，在此我感谢你们，谢谢你们。我也有我自己的母亲。 很荣幸今天能在这个母亲节的日子里分享一些关于我母亲的见证。我的母亲是在去年我的生日那天离我而去的，距离今天已经有10个月16天了。我很想念她， 一直以来他都是我每次回国心里最深的盼望，如今他不在了，我心里非常难过。但是悲伤之余，我也为他感到高兴，因为我知道他已经去了那美好的地方。我母亲是在20年前和我的父亲一起受洗归入主的名下，我亲身见证了他这20年来在主里的成长。他从当时为了祷告求神医治我的父亲而信主的小信，逐步成长到他离世之前说他随时准备好被主接走而不惧死亡的信心，我心里替他感到高兴，是我们的主改变了他。虽然我的父亲后来还是很快的被主接走了，但这丝毫没有影响到他对主的信心。后来他坚持每周开放家庭，欢迎弟兄姊妹和慕道友去家里敬拜、分享、查经、聚会，风雨无阻。我的母亲不善言辞，但这完全没有阻碍她去和弟兄姊妹、慕道友以及身边的亲戚朋友分享她的美好见证，以及去街坊邻居家中去传福音。她以此为荣，以此为乐。最让我感动的一个例子是，村里有一位以前和她闹过矛盾的妇女，家中家遭不幸。我的母亲愿意不计前嫌，主动去看望和帮助她，并经常去她家里给她传福音。在以前的那些年里，他心里最大的负担就是他的儿子我还没有信主。我一直知道他在为我不住的祷告，后来主听了他的祷告，打开了我那愚顽的心。我还记得那天当我电话告知他我决志信主的消息的时候，我能够在电话这头深深地感受到那头的他心里无比的激动和高兴。我只听到他在不住地说，感谢主，感谢主。我也感谢主，我感谢主让我有这么好的母亲，我感谢主他赐给我母亲以救恩，我也感谢主他通过我母亲的见证让我能够有幸归入主的名下。谢谢大家。
Thank you Benjamin and Sergeant. If you've heard all these testimony tributes to moms, there's a thread that goes through it.
所以我们这里听到这么多的美好的见证。
And there's two key things: prayers of the mom and the word of God from the mom.
当我们看到这些见证的时候，我们知道当中有两个重要的事情。
And of course, this applies to the fathers as well.
这一个就是祷告，当然这对父亲来讲是同样的。
But today is Mother's Day.
所以今天我们就少谈父亲，多谈母亲。
To God be the glory.
所以荣耀归于神。
And may His grace be upon you.
所以让他的恩惠多多的加给你。
Amen.
Amen.
At this point, I'd like to